in the trash can and getting putting on a prom dress going on to the dance. Jesus said they don't have any morals. It's not no matter what you've done. It's what you're going to do about it.
In the life
we are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. Please join us each Sunday at the same time or visit us for worship in Leesville, Louisiana. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service Saturday at 1 p.m. Our phone number is 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In my
life. I'm excited, always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Luke the 15th chapter should be on our screen. The 17th verse, one verse, but you can read from verse 11, amen, all the way down to 32, but we're going to read verse 17, amen, on that screen, amen. Let's read. And when he came to himself, he said, how many? Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the Lord will let you fall just to pick you up. The Lord will let you fall just to pick you up. Amen. We've read this over and over about the prodigal son. We also have some prodigal daughters as well. All of us have been prodigal one way or another. Amen. All of us had to come to our senses, come to yourself, and some people still hadn't come to their senses yet. But God is working on them. Amen. We can't give up, but God, but you have to do that yourself. And nobody can do it for you. Amen. When you get sick and tired of living the way you're living, then I think you ought to come to your senses. Y'all going to talk back to me this morning. Amen. We ain't no need in pointing the finger at nobody, because I believe that we all have been there one way or another. Amen. We all have been prodigal. Amen. But thank God we got a Jesus that will take us back after we fall. He's the only one that can pick you up. Amen. When you fall down. Amen. And we look back, my brother and sister, the first thing, and I was wondering to myself, I said, you know, I'm concerned about everybody, but most about our children. I'm concerned about our children, all children. You ought to be concerned. And I was laying down, I say to myself, I was speaking to the Lord, I say, I wonder, Lord, what children will do, what children will do when mama and daddy is dead and gone? How will they survive? Y'all need to think about that. Will they be able to make it? Some children don't know how to pay bills. Some children don't know how responsibility by themselves. And some children ought to pray, mom and daddy live a long time. But one day, mom and daddy going to be gone. Y'all going to talk back to me? We going to check out of here one day. And our children are going to stand on their own and make sure they're doing the right thing. All you can do is just pray for them and put them in the hands of the Lord. Y'all going to talk back to me? Some people, you know, Sister Jonathan and I done trained our children, taught them if they go wrong, it's not our fault. And you have trained yours. Your mom and daddy trained you too. And sometimes we went the wrong way. Supposed to go left, we went right. All of us. Don't sit here like you ain't never been there before. Amen. You. Mom and daddy taught you, amen, the right way, but you want to go the wrong way. Amen. But I thank God for the upbringing that you never forget where you come from. Amen. Never forget where you come from. Because if you keep God in your life, keep Jesus. I don't care how long, how many times you fall, he's able to pick you up. But you got to come to your senses. Amen. The first thing I see, my brothers and sisters, in first 11, verse 12 is rebellions. This young man, I see that he was very rebellious. He was selfish because the Bible say, my brothers and sisters, that what he did, he asked his father for something that really didn't belong to him. did you all see it in the scripture? He asked something that really didn't belong to him. He didn't work for it. He didn't earn it. But he asked for a part of his living that belonged to him. Give me my portion. Amen. And his daddy gave him his portion. And after he gave him his portion, he sold the part of the property and left home with the money. But what bothered me, he asked for his portion. How can you ask for something that you didn't work for? Amen. Number one, I'm not dead yet. You don't get what's mine until, you know, if I give it to you or if I die. How the audacity you want to ask me for your portion? Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. I'm going to preach it by myself. Amen. Amen. God allowed me to work hard for that. And you think I'm just going to give it to you? Just like turn it over like that? And some parents, you got to be careful how you turn over stuff to your children too fast. Amen. Because they don't know what to do with it. He was rebellion. He wanted something that did not belong to him. We are always heading for trouble whenever we value things more than people, pleasure more than the blessing we have right at home. Children overlook what they have at home. They miss their real blessing. Amen. And one thing, the second thing I noticed, that blessing too soon. Some people can't handle blessing too soon. Some people can't handle money too soon. You can't trust everybody with money, because money messes people up. Amen. A covenant person can never be satisfied, no matter how much he has. A dissatisfied heart leads to a hard way that you cannot enjoy the things that money can buy. But if you ignore the things money cannot buy, he did not value money. He asked his father, give me my portion. And sometimes young people cannot value money. They spend it all. They don't look at hard time. They spend it all. They want to dress up. I'm going to preach it by myself. Want to buy 2 and 3 cars? Can't drive but one at a time. Want to dress up. We don't value money that it don't last always. Anybody believe that? Ask me, I know. Y'all just sit there. Y'all just sit there. And we don't teach our children how to value money, how to value the blessing you get. Use it wisely. Amen? Use it wisely. Amen. Amen. I see a lot of young people, you know, they just waste money. Mom and daddy died, first thing they do, they want to sell everything. Sell the house, fight over it, don't even look at the inherited land is inherited, the blessing. Mom and daddy work hard all their life. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. I'm preaching by myself. And soon as they close the eye, you want to go sell it for a few dollars. And you know that dollar ain't going to last you long. It ain't gonna last long because we start spending big time, start the partying, throwing party. Y'all just keep sitting there. I'm gonna preach it by myself. Prodigal, huh? Sell everything. And then it would get me to my, I ain't gonna never move back home, you know. Home. Don't ever say what you ain't gonna never do. I ain't gonna move back to Hickory Hill. I'm gone. Ain't nothing there for me. God got a way of bringing you back. Spend everything. Sell the house. Sell everything. Don't want nobody to have it. Don't want the family to have it. Give me my part. Blessing too soon. And some people can't handle money. You pray, God bless you with money. And nothing wrong with money but the love of money. You get money, then people get crazy. They start doing some crazy stuff. You can't talk to them. They turn their nose up at you. They won't look at you. Because they got a few dimes, a few dollars. You know, more than you have. Got to walk around there with $2,000 and $3,000 in their pocket like you're all that. You fool. All they take you to pass out. And somebody take that little money you got. Everybody's not honest. Blessing too soon. He didn't value money. And the Bible says, my brother and sister, is writing in the Bible. And writing after he asked his daddy gave him to him, boy, he got a good daddy. Ooh, he got a good daddy. That man ought to go to heaven. Ooh, because that's not mean. Ooh, he got to go to heaven. Lord have mercy. Got to go to heaven. He gave it to him. And the Bible say, my brothers and sisters, the Bible say, and not many days after the young man, the young son gathered all he had together and took his journey into a far country. And there waste his substance with rest of living. Oh, wasted. Not many days. Not many days. Man, he didn't waste no time, huh? Not many, huh? Far country. He wanted to be on his own, do his own thing. And that sounds like some of us. Some children can't wait until they leave home. Do our own thing. Mom and daddy too strict. Parents, y'all ain't talking back to me. I'm going to preach it by myself. How many times you say that to yourself? I can't wait to get under my own roof. Do my own thing. Mom and daddy too strict. Want me to come home at 12 o'clock.
Think you're just kicking at 12. Want me to come home? Dad used to tell her, that boy, you better not come to my house after 12. Yeah, that boy didn't tell me what to do. You know, I'm my own man. I'm gonna get my. But when I got on my own, I thought about something. I had to pay my own light bill. I moved in a trailer. Wasn't even in there to start me a light bill. I asked my dad, I said, what is this? He said, that's life, son. Want to be on your own, huh? And sometimes don't rush to be on your own. Oh, we got it made when we at home with mom and daddy. Your children got it made, huh? They leave the ice box open, you ain't going to talk back to me. Leave the lights on, you ain't going to talk back to me. Eat your food, don't want to eat. You know, talking about, I don't want that. You cooking them something there. The devil is a lie. You going to eat what I cook there. Y'all, you with devil. You ain't paying no grocery. You ain't paying no bill there. And you talking about you don't want to eat what I cook. Help me, Holy Ghost. And can I tell you, I don't blame the children. I blame some of us. Because we spoil our children like that. Daddy never, let me tell you, when we lived in daddy and mama house, we ain't had no what we want to eat. We ate with dad, and we didn't want to eat. Daddy said, go to bed hungry. And need dad mama to cook anything else. Daddy said, I'm the big band over here. Let the boy go eat what I say eat. If they don't want to eat that, let them go to bed hungry, baby. And if they're hungry long enough, they're going to get up and eat. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Talking about you don't want that. We ain't had no want me coming up. We ate what was in the house. Amen. He spent all he went to a far country. The Bible says he wanted to be his own man, do his own thing. He dreamed of his enjoying his freedom far from home. Away from his father and the older brother. Away from everybody else. That way nobody can see me, what I do. I can do what I want to do. Let it all hang out. Just let it loose. Let go. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Amen. The Lord didn't let you fall just to pick you up. Look at him. Look at him. He left home. Went to a far country. It's right in the Bible, huh? Wanted to have his own way. He rebelled against his own father and broke his heart. How many of your children, how many of our children or somebody's child had broke your heart? Many parents are bleeding now. Because your children, you didn't bring them that way. You didn't raise them that way. But they broke your heart. Can I tell you, they didn't just break your heart. They broke God's heart. See, when you rebel, you rebel not just against your parents, you rebelled against God. Amen? You broke his father's heart. Broke God's heart. But life in the far country was not what he expected. Not what he expected. His money ran out. His money got funny. Chain got strange. The party, he went out there partying. I ain't got to come home. I can stay out all night long. Partying. Look at him. His money ran out. His friends, after the money ran out, his friends left him. Long as you got money, you got friends. Do you believe that? Friends will help you spend all your money. You're going to talk back to me. Friends will help you spend all your money. So-called friends, they're like roaches. They're attached to you. Want to know if you got this, you got that, huh? They're like roach, huh? They follow you everywhere you go. Long as you got a dime, they want you to give me, buy me, buy me, buy me, buy me, buy me. Until you run out. Then they gone. Can I tell you they're not a friend? Oh, no. Let you spend all your money. But can I tell you they're not your friend? A good friend would not let you spend all your blessings. Good friend would tell you, you better save for rainy days. You better put it up. Get money. Next thing you know, you don't want to go to work. Miss work. Lie talking about you sick for a whole week. You ain't got no gas money. Amen. It's bad. It's sad. God will let you fall just to pick you up. When you rebelled against God, God see everything we got belonged to the Lord. The Lord wanted us to enjoy life. He wanted us to be a blessing in life. But he don't want us to take for granted, forget about him. Stop coming to church. Don't need God no more. Don't need Jesus no more. Mama used to bring me, I say that myself. Mom and dad used to bring me to church. And I said, when I got grown, I ain't going to church no more. Tired of that stuff. BTU, Sunday school, choir practice, evening service, everything, church. I was on drugs for a long time. Mom and daddy drugged me to church. Drugged me everywhere I went. Got tired of that stuff. I moved to Houston. I said, I ain't got to go to church no more. I'm on my own, boy. But something happened inside of me. I start feeling bad. I start feeling empty. Start feeling like I was all alone. I needed the Lord. I needed the word. I needed something. My cousin Sal said, Van Key, you know you ain't used to going to church, boy. You need to come on and go to church with me. That's not you. Everything is not for us. We can't do like everybody else do. Sometimes you brought up in church. Sometimes mom and daddy brought you here. That upbringing is still in you. Bible say, train up a child. I missed one Sunday, missed two Sundays, but my mom was always on church. Always on church. You understand? He wastes his money with rust of living, pardon. He spent all. Bible said, not some, but all. It's in the Bible. He spent all. He didn't leave nothing for hard times. He spent all. He did not save none for hard time. You know, every now and then you got to save a little money for hard time. Those old people were smart. The old people had the money. Especially those old mothers, they tied in here. Come on, your mommy got the money. Oh, boy, let me. They had up in a little handkerchief tied in there. Get out of there, give you some dollars. From that's okay. They save for hard time. We don't want to save for hard time. We want to spend it all. You got to save for hard time. Amen. He spent all, save none for hard time. That what happened when you leave God out of your life, huh? Can you tell? You can't tell hard time come will come. There arose, the Bible says, arose a mighty famine. A mighty famine in the land. No money. He was in want before he didn't want nothing. No money. He's in want. He was forced to do for a stranger what he wouldn't do for his own father. Go to work. I got a problem. Some of our young people, men and women, mostly boys, you can't get them to go to work. They won't go to work. But when they go to jail, You see them on the side of the road picking up paper. Picking up paper. And they're so happy they want to wave. What in the hell are you waving at? Talk back to me. You wouldn't go to work. You wouldn't get a decent job. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, all those places hiring. You wouldn't go to, you want that fast living. And now since you got caught, whatever it is, now you're on the road picking up paper, you want to wave at everybody. I wouldn't wave. I would have my head down. What you so happy for? They're happy that they're out for freedom for a little while. Now they're working for free. For free. And you got to do what the man say do. You got to go to bed when he say go to bed. You got to get up when he, y'all ain't going to talk back to me. When he say get up and you had the opportunity to go to work, be your own man, own woman, but no, you want to live that fast life. Lord will let you fall just for him to pick you up. A mighty famine. He was forced to go to work. Never had to work. He had it made when he was at home. Do you believe that? You had it made when you were at home too. All our children have it made until we were at home. Huh? He didn't have to work. He didn't have to do nothing. He had it made when he was at home. Hmm? This is what sin really does in the lives of those who reject the Father. You hear what I'm saying? Reject the Father's will. Sin. Sin is something else. Sin promised freedom, but it only brings slavery. It promised success, but it brings failure. It promised life, but the wages of sin is debt. That's what it's saying. Hmm? The boy thought he would find himself, but he only lost himself. Some people say, I need to find myself. I need to leave from home. What you mean find yourself? You can't find yourself. Only the Lord can do that. Look around how blessed you are at home. Your home is your training to get you prepared for when you get out there into the world to know what to do. Amen? That's why the school teacher got some more problems with children in school. Because that rebellious stuff. Parents don't take the time to train their children. The teacher cannot train your child. They start at home. Preach, Pastor John, by yourself. I'm going to do it. And that's why you guys are raising up some little gangsters, some little wannabes, some little Rambo, you know, and because they fail to listen. And whenever they're sad, I go to the school from Tuesday to Friday, pick up my granddaughter, and I see some things. Our young boys, I see them walking around there with their pants hanging down, showing all their dirty laundry. Like that's cute. Ain't nothing cute about that. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. You talk back to me. You know, when we was coming up, we were ashamed not to wear a belt. Mom and Daddy used to, we didn't have a belt. Y'all remember we had a hay string? Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. People my age, he had a hay string, you know, tied up. Mama would take a bobber pin. Y'all remember that, huh? Y'all want some black history? Come on, that's black history. We come from a long ways, y'all. Huh? Huh? And now these young rats walk with their pants hanging down. We used to embarrass to walk with our pants hanging down. But you know, they don't know that come from prison. Your pants hanging down. When you say you got your pants hanging down, you're saying, I'm free. I'm available. You ain't got to fight for it. Take it. I'm available. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. It's free. And they take it, too. Jimmy come out there. His name may be Sally. Hey. It's a sin, though.